Add a bit of sunshine to your home with Easy Living Furniture's Garden Furniture Sale. With stunning dining sets, cracking egg chairs and relaxing sun loungers that are in stock and ready for delivery, there really is something for everyone. And with an extra 10% off sale prices and free delivery over £399, now really is the time to let your garden shine. Garden Sale now on. Visit Easy Living Furniture. Don't miss out. Find your local store online at easylivingfurniture.ie.
Leia Healthcare. It's good to live. Proud sponsor of the Real Health Podcast with Carl Henry.
Folks, welcome to the latest episode of the Real Health Podcast in association with Leia Healthcare with me, Carl Henry. I'm delighted to be joined, I was going to say in studio, but we're not in studio. We're in the Clayton Hotel in Ballsbridge with the five very brave, very amazing Operation Transformation leaders having just completed their 5K earlier on today. Guys, how are we all doing?
Great, yeah.
Oh, geez, that was slow and delayed and nervous. Right. To be pros at this stage in terms of the cameras and the mics. Okay. Over the course of the next kind of 20 minutes, I just want to have a chat with you guys and see what you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy, if Operation Transformation was what you expected, the highs, the lows, the goods, the bads, and get a little bit of an insight into what it takes to be an Operation Transformation leader. So many of our listeners will watch the show. I've been involved in the show since the beginning. I think it's fascinating to get a leader's insight into the course of the 8 weeks and what you guys thought. Lorraine, I'm going to start with you. Was the whole experience what you expected?
Being honest, I didn't watch the show an awful lot. I knew the show and I'd seen series, but I never followed it. So I was probably one that didn't have expectations of what to expect from it. So anything I did know about it, like, it's multiplied how good it is. Really has multiplied in everything, in every aspect.
And what was the hardest bit for you?
Being honest, standing on the scales and having no results. That was, I found that just soul destroying. Because at times when I thought I was putting in effort, it had just come back that I had done nothing like it, or it just looked as if I'd done nothing. And I found that really hard to take.
And of course, it's a weight loss show. And as I unfortunately remind you once or twice, I like the numbers. But what you did was you channeled that into the workouts very much so, and then the numbers came and the results came.
Yeah.
You
know,
plus you got a lot more out of it than just the numbers, as you said yourself, in terms of mental well-being and mental health.
Yeah, and I've dropped a dress size, so that's huge for any woman. That's huge. But like I've gained so much more from it, so much more than I. Do you know, if I had a wish list at the beginning, I've blown it off the charts, 100%.
Tanya, same question to you. We're coming to the end of it now. The finale is tomorrow. You're going to strut yourself on the catwalk. Was it easier or harder than you thought it was going to be?
Harder.
In what way?
Oh, the food. I found, I suppose I went from eating greasy food, white bread, everything was white, and then sugar. You know, like, it wasn't just cans of Coke. I would have had chocolate, would have had crisps.
I've nearly forgotten about your can of Coke addiction.
Carl, don't even.
Did you not know she gave up Coke?
12 cans of Coke a day. That seems like forever ago.
But it is dead to me. Like, I will never again touch a can of Coke.
I'm just for our listeners who are listening in, but you were having 12 cans of Coke a day, which is a slab of Coke every kind of 2 days, basically.
A slab of Coke every 2 days. And I used to shop around for the deal. Like, I would never pay more than tenner for it. That's €35 a week. Do you know? It's crazy. But not like the Coke and the food just was the hardest part for me. I actually enjoyed the exercise, but I surprised myself that I did enjoy it. I think I was just determined to change. I think I was just so unhappy I had to change. But definitely the food, all the different veg. Like, there was things that I didn't even have a clue. I used to have to ask in the supermarket, what's this? Because I genuinely didn't know what they were. So, that alone was hard.
And Shane, we're coming to you in a minute, by the way. We'll get to you and veg in a minute. Andrea, I'm going to ask you the same thing. Well, I suppose coming into it as a leader, what did you expect? Did you have an expectation of how it was going to be, and did it match that?
I suppose in terms of the food plan and the exercise, I suppose I did have, that was as I expected. It's just the everything else, like the time commitment going up to Tullamore every Saturday and Sunday, and then literally getting straight back up and doing the resistance at 6 a.m. to go back to work Monday, and then all the extra little bit, like the first 2 weeks were manic between the extra interviews you had to do, and while the late was brilliant, it was actually up and down on the same day and then back up to Offaly on the Saturday. So kind of the time commitment, just the energy, that extra energy, which I didn't even think of, because I thought it was just the exercise I had to think of. Mm-hmm. And then all that kind of, that was kind of the only negative, than the camera's constantly in your face, but you kind of get used to them, and we great camera.
I was going to ask you that. Do you get used to the fact that the camera's around you all the time?
You would get used to it, and our camera, we'd Ed and Helen, and they were brilliant and they were very entertaining at times, but sometimes you just want to tell them to get lost, like you really just don't want to do something, and like you have to kind of do it, and sometimes you're trying to rush stuff in just for the shot, and you're like, sometimes you nicely want to do it, but you know you can't. But yeah, that overall, it was very positive, and like we both have gotten a ton out of it, so definitely would do it again and recommend anyone to do it. But just the time commitment, I didn't factor that in as much as it did take up, and the energy. So yeah, that was
okay. And Barry, the first man in Ireland to be on the late in a pair of shorts. I think you have that title after the 8 weeks, anyway. And coming from a man who wears shorts all the time, that's almost a respect kind of comment. How did you find it? The time commitment's a big thing, obviously. And you guys are in Cork. You're commuting up from Cork to Dublin and to Offaly. And there's a lot of kind of commuting and travelling in that. But in terms of the show, the structure of it, highs and lows, or pros and cons?
The show itself is fantastic. Like, it's 13 seasons, so it has to work. You know, Friends ran for so long because it worked. It, you know, so it goes that way. But like, as Andrea explained, you know, it's off camera stuff. You know, we shoot for 5 days and it's 20 minutes of a show, you know, and like our section is 20 minutes, if even that. And then we do a weigh in on top of that. Mm-hmm. So there's so much that's not seen. There's so much. Listen, can you do that again? An airplane flew over, you know, Boston. So you have to do it again in Ireland. You know, so you don't see those parts. You know, you don't see the how many times they have to be edited or something has changed and, you know, oh, you can't wear that top because there's a big swish on it or there's an Adidas sign on it. We can't be brand promoting, you know. So, yeah, there's those kind of things that you kind of, you know, when you kind of get told, yeah, you've been selected as one of the leaders, you can't explain it, and you can't, and no one can tell you. You know, you can tell people 1,000 times, oh, it's going to be tough. But until you walk a mile in those shoes, it's... But at the same time, like, I'm down 3 stone 5, you know?
But then I wouldn't give out about the time consuming because I got a break every weekend for my kids. Me too. I loved it. I was like, yes, I'm gone. Bye.
Yeah.
Did you find that the awareness piece tough? Like, you're thrown into the limelight for 8 weeks in terms of, you know, the club and rugby and work and all of that. Did you find being recognised as much as you are and were hard?
I'll sum it up very quickly. 2.5 hours to do a weekly shop.
2.5 hours
from start to finish. By the time I left the house to come back out, just people from the deli counter were coming outside in their whites, hats on and everything, to give you a hug and sort of say, well done, keep going.
That's,
you know,
why I sent him and I didn't go.
Ah, oh, clever. I like it.
And you didn't have pink hair then, so.
2.5 it shows how Operation Transformation is a community driven. Mm-hmm. Like, you are very much a leader and everyone within your community knows and watches everything that you do for the 8 weeks. You can't get away with anything.
No. You're like, but look, I suppose that part you signed up to, but you just never realised how, and I know this might sound really obnoxious thing to say, but you don't realise how many people watch it, you know. Mm. You kind of think of, oh yeah, there's, you know, a couple of hundred people over there and a couple of hundred people over there, where it's actually in the hundreds of thousands of people, and it's your neighbors, and then they hear there's someone from Cork on, and then they kind of, you know, Ireland is so small, it's everyone is going to know, oh yeah, so and so, like my local parish are asking me to come and do starting 5k road races with them and just be the gunman at the start of it. It's just like honestly, there's better people out there, you know.
Yeah, well, look, it shows that community component. Shane, I'm gonna come ask you for a top bit. You know, toughest bits and easiest bits. Toughest bits must presumably have been vegetables, or not? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose.
And like, beard.
Oh, the beard. Everyone loves a beard now. Vegetables, yeah. Now, I was lucky in the sense that my cameraman was a vegan. So when we went shopping, he knew exactly what was because I had no clue. as for this week, I was Googling veg for my soup, you know. And I just saw the shop challenge last week. I didn't do too well for the black bean burritos.
Of all the challenges, that was my favourite challenge.
Ah, stop.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
What?
It was absolutely brilliant. It was funny. It was a time limit on it. It was a really kind of fun component of it. And you guys were, yeah, of course, Barry was throwing Tanya's trolley into the eggs. So talk us through, at the start of the show, you basically didn't eat any vegetables or very few and would gag at the thought of it.
Literally. And I was gagging
week one.
Talk
us through that.
So week one, I'll never forget, day one was the, do you know the chicken curry? Well, I started with the chicken. No, I started a different day. I don't know what I did. I had the chicken curry and this green thing. I was like, another green. The long green.
Yeah, the
mud. Whatever it's called. And I ate that and I just puked, literally. So a rough first week. And I'll never forget the week two weigh-in where I lost 17 pounds. And I just, I thought I'd done so well. And then.
That was a tough weigh-in.
It was. And the silence from the panel, you know, 17 pounds. Jeez, you know, that's a great weight loss in my head. But why is no one saying anything, you know? And I'll never forget coming away saying, why were they so mean to me? You know, I sucked the plan in my head. And then I started the soup week two, and the soup was a huge difference. You know, I was eating my veg in my soup, and then I had my meal, and I was full. Where you fast forward to today, where I now see you guys have my best interests at heart, and each week I was improving in every aspect of my life. To now, I'm eating veg with my meal. The soup is somewhat gone. You know, it's a transformation. You know,
and was the whole thing what you thought it was going to be?
The program.
I, as an expert, I know what I try. You know, I would try and get out of each series, and you know, I know what's coming. But as a leader, I'm fascinated to find out coming into it. Is it what you thought it was going to be? Is it different? Is it harder? Is it?
It's. I struggled with the media side of things. I struggled with the lycra every week. Once the dressing gown came off, I just went into lockdown. And you remember week one, girls? I was just
vomiting and everything.
Vomiting, so I genuinely just couldn't cope. And then, you know, 2 weeks ago, I was like, you know, why didn't you start enjoying this sooner? Like, I can't stop smiling now. I'm a new man the last 2 weeks in particular. And yes, the scales are important, but for this whole journey, he's been. I've explored every aspect of my life through a GP, through a fitness expert, through a psychologist and a dietitian. And that's life, you know. And I genuinely mean when I say OT have saved my life. And I'll never forget that.
Folks, you're listening to the latest episode of the Real Health Podcast in association with Leia Healthcare with me, Carl Henry. This is the Operation Transformation episode. Our five very brave leaders are getting ready for the catwalk tomorrow. They're all a little bit sore after the 5K today, I think. It was a tough day and a tough course and very windy, but they got through it. The future, that's the next question. So you've been on a plan for 8 weeks. It's been very, very structured. Every day, here's do this, and 7 days of that gets you a number, generally. You know, that's lovely. Structure is very easy. What happens after this? I'll follow the line that's nice and easy. I'll start with the rain. Talk to me through when you wake up on, say, Monday morning. Cameras are gone. Finale's over. Back to life.
Oh, well, Monday morning, we're going on the beer. So let's start with Tuesday morning.
Okay, Tuesday morning.
We're staying up again. You see Monday night.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Oh, good God. Yeah. Right, okay. Watch out, Dublin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Tuesday morning.
So, Tuesday, I probably will be sick Tuesday morning if I know myself. So we'll go Wednesday morning, maybe. Right, I'm going to Wednesday. But on Wednesday morning, I never look good, Carl. But on Wednesday morning, I tend to start again.
Okay.
Straight back.
Yeah.
I love the discipline of the food. I love the exercise. I love, like, I actually feel bad now if I don't get out. And as for the food, like, I can't. I just, my head won't let me eat anything I'm not meant to eat. I just have that. I don't know. My head is
in your
house
because with your daughter, there's a treat box in the fridge somewhere, isn't there?
Well, if you go in, well, Aoife actually changed me from that. So, the chocolate box, we call it, is now in the top shelf off the fridge, and because I'm only 5 foot two, the top shelf is that level when I have to look up for it. So I look into the fridge, I don't see it. It's not anything I see, whereas before it was lower. So that's, you know, at a different level. So I don't even think about the chocolate anymore. And then there's always crisps and there's always, you know, kind of a lot of goodies in the house. But they don't interest me. They actually don't interest me. And what I'm craving now, something sweet, is like, it's not chocolate. Like, I'm looking forward to a pavlova. You know, that's what I'm looking forward to, pavlova and fruit and a wee bit of cream. That's what I'm really looking forward to. But like that, it's not that I will have cheat days, but I will have treats now and again. And I think that's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. Aoife said about going back on chocolate that it's okay, but I have that much of an addiction to chocolate that I don't think a little bit would ever be good enough for me. So no more than Tanya giving up Coke. You know, Tanya, give up Coke, don't you? You do know that, don't you? Yeah.
But by the
way. How could you?
It seems so long ago, but whatever, it's mad.
It has been brought up, you see, in a way, then I suppose the fact that I'm over it and I done it, do you know? Just like you gave up chocolate, like. And
thank you, Tanya. Are you acknowledging? Oh, Tanya, you're so
best
good.
Buddies. Tanya, in terms of the future for yourself then, so a big thing for you, we saw it in episode 7, was exercising on your own. Mm. Having the confidence to get outside, feel okay about it, to train back with the, you know, with the guy and train with your sister.
Yeah,
it was a big step. What does the future hold there from not just an exercise perspective, but a health perspective?
It's carry on, as I have been for the last couple of weeks. Like, I did try this week now to, I went, because Mark was at home. Mark said, oh, I'll come with you. And you know, he actually bugged me. So I was like, so I actually left him halfway and I took off on my own. Yeah, it's just, I think that I'm actually like getting that time to myself. Mm. You know, and like, whereas Mark was taking selfies and everything, he actually really bugged me, so I actually left him.
Poor Mark.
Poor Mark, my arse.
Poor Mark.
But no.
So exercise has become your time.
I love
your zone,
going
your
out.
Space.
Yeah, just to clear the head away from the kids for half an hour, and me time. It's me time, and I love it. I genuinely do. Like doing it, and the only thing is that I'm nervous of now is the food afterwards. We don't have the support from ye now, so that's the only thing I'm, you know, I'm going to be honest, like, I am nervous of slowly slipping back into my old habits, but like, I'm determined not to, but at the same time, like, it's in the back of my head, you know, so hopefully I won't.
Well, awareness is key, and working together as a group is key. And we were chatting about that before we came on air, if you like, and that we're having a weekly measurement where it's a weekly weigh-in every single week, and you know, all working to the same kind of structure that you have been doing will help sort that out. Andrea, the first ever couple in Operation Transformation. What, you guys have a very exciting future. You have a new house coming, haven't you?
Yeah, hopefully in the summer we'll be in.
Yahoo! Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Can't wait.
From a health perspective, I suppose, how does the future look from your perspective?
We've already spoken about the food, and we said, like, straight off the bat, Monday to Friday, we're sticking to it as is. And then at the weekend, we have the boys. So in the same way as Lorraine was saying, we'd have a treat, but it's not bring everything in and eat it. It's like, literally go get the one thing you want. And the same, if I have chocolate, then one bit's never going to be enough. So again, it's more kind of, I would love like the Millie Philly slice, that kind of thing. So go buy a dessert or a treat, and then that's it, and it's nothing else being brought into the house for a Saturday. So that's kind of how we plan to do the food. And then in terms of exercise, while like the fitness regime was great, I miss, like, because of my ankle, I'm never going to get back really to basketball or even CrossFit because it's too sore. But I miss kind of the class or the group element. Mm-hmm. So my
work. Tell me you're going to go boxing.
I will at some stage, but I'll give him another couple of weeks because my course is pretty busy at the moment. But my work by Armand are great, and we've just recently opened a gym. So there's going to be spinning classes and PT.
Oh, great, amazing.
So that's to start with. And then I do hope to kind of do the boxing because it does look brilliant, but in a couple
and
of weeks.
What do you make of Barry's want to go for a proper fight before while he can?
It's an ambition to do it. One could be lined up for later in the year, you never know. So yeah, I'd say it's definitely, as he said, he has to be 41, he only has a year and a bit, he might as well go for it.
So Barry, for yourself, boxing became a really good replacement for what rugby used to give you, I think. And I only got that when I was chatting to you kind of halfway during the show, that whole sense of, you know, hitting and being hit was a really good stress release, and that's one of the reasons that you loved rugby so much, and the boxing became very much a replacement for that.
I actually, you've said this a couple of times, and I've been pondering on it, and I think it's the intensity.
Yeah.
I think it's more the intensity of the rugby that I was playing at AIL level, so I was playing at a pretty high standard, and it was that intensity of, you know, you're in the gym on a Monday and a Wednesday, and Tuesday and Thursday you're out in the pitch knocking heads, you know, and like you never come out after a weight session, you know, pissed off at your boss or at someone, because, you know, you've just focused that. And I don't want to get too, you know, crystally and angels and all that kind of stuff, but that negative energy that you have mm-hmm. in your body and your yeah. in your mind, that you're focusing that onto something very positive, then you have the release of the endorphins and you're feeling much better after it. But like every time I've come out of that gym, I'm actually too tired to care about anything else, you know.
Andrea's so, nodding her head.
You know, like, you know, like there could be a stack of dishes after dinner, and it would be my turn to do the dishes, and I'd be like, yeah, I'll do them in the morning. And I'd try and get up 10 minutes early to do it in the morning, not to do it that night, because like you just, your arms are tired, your legs are tired, your mind is tired, because you're learning a new skill of how you're meant to move in the ring. And you know, it's just non-stop. You know, you go in for an hour and you come out and you're wringing your t-shirt to get the sweat out of it, because that's the effort, you know. And yeah, I'm putting in that effort, but it's the coaches, you know. If you're doing a wall squat, you're told go deeper. If they're making it look, if you're making it look too easy, they'll come over and make it go deeper. Or it's here, there's a weight, there's a medicine ball, hold that on top of you, you know. So they'll push you as well, and they'll find, like you do, you find that, you know, the bottom of how far can we push you. And you did it with me with the steps, you know. You pushed me and you kind of went like, yeah, come on, there's the gauntlet, step up. So yeah, that's boxing bringing that into me. So Andrea sees the benefit when I come home, and it's just like, what?
And you have a great target, which is this fight that you want to do before you're 41.
So with amateur boxing, you can only have all the license to box until you're 41, turning 40 in July. And there is kind of an ambition to get in the ring and do an actual match. One of the coaches down there in Toker Boxing Club has said that there's a white collar boxing, which I need to have a license for, against on members of an Garda Síochán, who I played in rugby many times, and I think I owe them one.
If you can find a member of the An Garda Síochán who's willing to get into the ring with you, in all fairness, I'd be very impressed. But as I said to you on the show, and I mean this, if and when that fight happens, let me know, and I'll be down there screaming and support in ringside, because it'll be a very proud moment. It's great that you found something you really love sport-wise, and was really important for me over the course of the show that you would, which is great. Shane, talk to me. Future, what are we thinking? So today was your first 5K. I know that was something you're very stressed about and very worried about.
Yeah.
And we got you over the line, just under 34 minutes, which is great. Mm-hmm. What's the future going to bring?
I suppose for me, it's like, you know, 30 this year, and this surgery is hanging over my head, which I never thought was going to happen because of the numbers, but the numbers are slowly going that way. So, you know, if I can give this another 4 months of really hard effort, maybe I get onto a list. You know, in my head, maybe next year the surgery would happen, but who knows, maybe then this year, could I get to near 14 stone? Probably not, but look, I'm going to keep going that way as best I can. Next week, a gang of 50 of my friends, we're doing Run Amok Challenge.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. So I'm going to just keep this going. And I'm in the best frame I've ever been in so long. I have the tools now. It's up to me though to use them, or to, you know, otherwise this journey has been a waste of 8 weeks.
And as a couple, I'm going to use the words transformed here, it's slightly cheesy, but it's true. Like yourself and Clodagh have transformed. She's lost a load of weight just supporting you.
Yeah.
You trained and exercised together. So mm-hmm. as Tanya was saying, getting out of the house and getting away from the house and having some time together.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting now through fitness, which never really existed before.
Yeah, like even this week, I've had less rehearsals this week. We went for walks. What? Did you get a takeaway or, you know, just lay on the couch? Like, you know, so we've had four kids quite close together, and you know, it's been maternity after maternity, and you know, Chloe hasn't had the chance to get on exercise, and you know, but in the 8 weeks she ran a 5K today. Mm-hmm. That's new Clodagh, you know, and we did this together. And usually, you know, she'd say, oh, you start another diet. Here we go again, you know. And when I never told her I applied for OT. And imagine how I told her.
Actually, hold on, you're all laughing now. Well, you guys are different because you're a couple. So you obviously knew better. But the rest of you, the other three, did you tell your partner?
No.
Any of you?
I told him when we were due a Skype call. That's when I told Mark, I was like, look, I applied. And, you know, he thought it was brilliant because Mark wanted me to play the year before and I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I was like, no, you know, I had to make up my own mind and set my mind to it.
So that applies to love. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, basically, yeah. Where he jumped in feet first and said, look, this is happening and this is amazing. Yeah. Okay, wow.
Yeah, and every year, like, I'm obsessed with the program. Obsessed, you know. And each year, like last week, like, I followed Davey to a T. I followed Paul last year. You know, I was like, imagine being them. You know, on my birthday this year, in September, I was so low, so down. I was like, imagine me being a leader. Imagine me getting to that stage. I even see Davey, like, pounding past me, rolling today. I was like, look how he's come, you know. Could that be me next year?
Felicity, is
that? Yeah.
In the show the other night. My God.
Yeah. Amazing.
Lads.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
In 2 years.
Okay, final question for you all, because you all have catwalk rehearsals to do and all this other lovely stuff. I'm going to ask you all for one tip to give to our listeners in terms of health. It doesn't have to be exercise-based, but from your experience over the course of the last 8 weeks, if you can tell people listening one thing that can help improve their health that you've learned over the course of the show, and what that one thing is. And we'll follow our little line. We'll start with the rain. We'll work our way down. And it can be absolutely anything.
Yeah, well, my thing is the weight thing again. So my advice would be to people, if you see the scales not moving, make it, you know, don't make it a bad week after it, you know, because that can happen. That's when slips happen, I think. And like, that's one thing. Like, some people lose weight fast, some people lose weight slow. But the thing is not to make a bad weigh in, make the rest of the week bad. Every day is a new start and just go for it again. And that would be my advice.
Love it. Tanya?
Just that, you know, you can kick any bad habit with good support around you, family, friends, and you can change, you know. It's just...
Build a team?
Yeah, build a team. Great. Get support and do it.
Andrea?
I suppose it would be kind of the... Be organised in terms of the food planning and have a list and, like, actually plan out the week. What are you actually going to have for your breakfast, lunch, dinner and snacks? Write it down and then stick what the plan is, but also bring the list in with shopping so then you don't go off kilter or you're short things, and that's when you go for the pizza in the frizz or order takeaway or something. So yeah, definitely food plan and be organised with it.
I think, I suppose, everyone's going to talk about food and weight loss. I'm just going to talk about your psychological and mental health. You are stronger than you think, you know. People will put you down so quickly. It's hard to find people that'll pick you up. And if you do, latch onto them. Today, going through the 5K, my legs were like lead. And this lady was just alongside me. She goes, you're not stopping. Keep going. And you just kept going. And she goes, yeah, walk it. Keep going. And go again. Come on, you've had your rest. Go again. So, like, just... I suppose it's like the Simpsons, Troy McClure saying, you know, get confidence, stupid. You know, just believe in yourself. You really can do it. Like, people give up heroin, people give up smoking, people give up alcohol. They can do it. Why? They're no different than you are or anyone else's. So yes, you can do it. Just a little bit of self-belief and mental fortitude to do it.
Shane?
I think it's similar to Barry, I suppose. You know, life is for living, you know. We've one crack at this. My only regret in life is I didn't start living sooner, because I'm living my best life now. I really am. So I admit 2020 about me for once. So if you want to change something about you, just go for it. The help is there, you know.
Amazing advice. Folks, on behalf of all our listeners and all our team on the podcast, thank you so much for joining us. And you've had a really busy schedule. You're all wrecked and you have some more stuff to do after this. But thank you for taking some time out. We really, really appreciate it. And on a personal perspective, it's been great getting to know you guys over the course of the 8 weeks. I know we can be tough off the panel sometimes, but we always have your best interests at heart. And it always comes to that towards the end in show 7 and 8. You really see that. We go through the ups and downs during it, but then it all comes together towards the end, which is good. Folks, as ever, you've been listening to the Real Health Podcast in association with Leia Healthcare with me, Carl Henry. You know where we are. It's realhealth@independent.ie, at Carl Henry PT on Twitter and on Instagram. And as ever, we are back next week with another podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to rate and review. Slán go fóill.
Leia Healthcare. It's good to live. Proud sponsor of the Real Health Podcast with Carl Henry.